Listeners, welcome back to Angels of the Light podcast. I'm your co-host, Vicki Luna. I'm the founder and director of Lighthouse Recovery Program.
Welcome back, friends. This is Lisa Caceres, the founder and the director of Angels of Grace Foster Family Agency in Fresno, California. We're delighted that you joined us.
Yes, and we are delighted to introduce you to our guest today. We haven't had a guest on for a couple of episodes. Lisa and I have been privileged to share with you and share with each other. So we're excited to have a guest back in the studio. Today we have Elaine Thorpe here with us, who is an author of a magnificent book that has been recently published that we want to share with you.
Welcome, Elaine. We're excited that you're here. I have the privilege of knowing Elaine for several years, so I'm so excited to be able to share with our listeners this beautiful book, and I've been reading it, and it's just amazing. Just a faith builder, a lot of us today need to have our faith built, and this is what this book has done for me. So tell us a little bit about yourself.
Thank you, Lisa and Vicki, for having me.
Mm-hmm. We are excited to have you here.
So a little about myself. Well, I grew up in Niagara Falls, New York. And so many of the settings of my stories take place in Niagara Falls, New York. And I moved out west to California at age 26 to work in the aerospace sector. And I was living in Southern California at the time. And so a segment of my stories take place in the Los Angeles area. Mm-hmm. And then 3 years ago, I sort of semi-retired, and my husband and I moved to Madera to raise chickens. And we have a farm.
Nice.
And for the last 3 years, I've had experiences here that have enabled me to use the local Fresno area as a setting for my future stories now. There's two stories in this book that are set in the Fresno area. I'm working on my second book already called Send Me, and many of the stories will be set here in the Fresno area.
That's exciting. Tell us what inspired you to name this book, God Never Changes.
Yeah, so many of us who read our Bible and take Bible study, we read about these broken people, especially in the Old Testament, where, you know, you have people like Abraham himself, who he's sojourning, he's called by God, he's sojourning with his wife Sarah, but when he gets to King Abimelech, he says, well, she's my sister, right? So, like, he messes up, right? And then you have Jacob and Esau. And Jacob, you know, such a upstanding young man. But what does he do? He dresses up like his brother so that he can fool his father Isaac and win his brother's birthright inheritance. And then stories of Jonah. You know, Jonah was trying to run away from this mission that God had called him for. God was calling Jonah. And Jonah heard God calling him in his heart. But instead, he's like, I don't want to go to Nineveh. I'm not the right guy to do that. And he's trying to run away. So what happens? He goes in a boat. There's a big storm at sea. And the guys in the boat said, get out of our boat. We're all going to die. So he jumps out of the boat and a big fish swallows him, right? And so he's in the belly of the whale for 3 days. And what does he do then? He makes peace in his heart. He says, okay, God, you win. Send me to Nineveh, and he's a big star. So I think about these gentlemen and ladies in the Old Testament and even in the New Testament stories, and I think about us today and the people we know. We act just the same. Mm-hmm. So many times we read our Bible and we're like, this family is messed up. This person is dysfunctional. Yet we act the same today despite all of our education, our technology, our advancements. We have not changed, nor has God ever changed. We are still his creation, created in his image. We have the same gifts, and we have the same shortcomings of all of our ancestors back to the days of Adam and Eve.
Which is refreshing, because God had mercy and grace for them, and he has for us as well.
Yes.
What an empowering opportunity that God's given you. And Elaine, I know that you're very animated and you've just expressed yourself so well, especially in writing. to be able to share this gift with our world is amazing. What is one of your favorite stories in the book?
Oh, that's really hard. Well, my first story was probably the story that kicked off this book, and it's called Man of Living Water. And I had been to Mass at the Saturday night Easter Vigil, which is the Saturday night before Sunday morning when Jesus is risen. And it's a beautiful time when the church is finally losing its somber Lenten tones, you know, of very sparse furnishings in the church, and it's all decorated in whites and golds, and there's incense taking prayers to heaven, and it's beautiful. And Father Joe told the story of how the water flows from the east side of the temple, and it takes all of the sins in the goodness of man, and the fresh water meets the salt of the sea and makes all things fresh and brings life to all things. And when Father told the story, because I grew up right on the edge of the Tuscarora Indian Reservation in Niagara Falls, New York, a protagonist came right to my mind, Joseph Talltree. And I said, Joseph Talltree is a Native American who is one with nature, but who is called to be a servant of God. He gives his whole life for the building of the power plant at Niagara Falls, which harnesses that great body of water and brings electricity for homes and schools and hospitals and wherever it is needed, you know, for the betterment of mankind. And he is going through his own kind of problems with unforgiveness. And in the end, Joseph loses his life just like his father and his grandfathers before him, who worked on the power project and fell into the wet cement or were electrocuted shoring a rig. And Joseph loses his life. He goes over the falls. His body goes downstream in the Niagara Gorge, spins around petulantly in the whirlpool, and just gets really battered. But he doesn't mind, because he has made peace with God. He has forgiven his enemy. And he is just a free soul now that is soaring upon the fresh water. And he goes down the Niagara River and up that beautiful St. Lawrence Seaway, which separates Canada from New York State, and out the St. Lawrence Seaway into the Atlantic Ocean, where all of that fresh baptismal water that he had been floating along in like a leaf now meets the salt of the sea and gives life to everything. And I thought it was such a beautiful thing, because Joseph is the grain of wheat that falls to the ground and dies so that others may live. And I got the story so clearly that night at Saturday Easter Vigil.
Wow, that's beautiful.
I got the whole story. In fact, I wanted to say that, you know, the whole writing of this book, the timing of it was really inconvenient. We were moving from our home in Southern California to our home in Madera, and our home was being built here. So every time we were moving ourselves, we go back and forth, and you know, it's a long trip, about 300 miles each way. We'd hook the trailer onto our pickup. We had my mother-in-law at the time, who was very much infirmed, and my old dog Penny, who was also very much infirmed. So every trip we had to accommodate them and save room, you know, in the truck for them. So we go back and forth pulling this trailer, and we had to sleep up in our barn here at our, because our home wasn't quite finished. Well, our barn isn't temperature control, it's kind of rough. And very cold in the wintertime, very hot in the summer. And wouldn't you know, it was on those back and forth trips that God asked me to write this book.
Oh my God.
And I was like Jonah. I was like, please, Lord, not now. I'm too busy. My hands are full. I have to get up early. We have to pack our truck. We have to drive 5.5 hours. We have to unpack. We have to get everybody up these stairs to the barn. And then when they're all in bed, I have to sit at the old table under a lantern and write while my hands are just freezing and my feet are just freezing. But God was demanding, so I did it. But I would tell you, the stories came very, very easy because they were all there, because the Holy Spirit was whispering them to me. Mm-hmm. Each story just came.
Isn't that amazing? Your book is, I'm noticing, 10 short stories written by you about their fictitious stories, but they were created using scripture. I noticed in thumbing through the book that at the beginning of each chapter there are scriptures referenced. I really like that. And these are basically stories about people who were disadvantaged, needy, lonely people, right? Yes. That these stories talk about. Tell us what, share with the listeners, Elaine, what your hope is as a result of the impact of your book.
Yeah, so my hope is not to make $1 million, but to inspire 1 million people to read the book and to rekindle their relationship with God, get back to church, talk to God every day, and understand what it is that He has as His plan for you. And somebody once told me, it was my Monsignor actually, Father Pat McCormick said, God is always talking to each one of us. And many times, people get it, many times they don't. Some people are just not open to God because they've not been told to be open and they've not trained themselves to be open. But many times, just like Jonah, you hear God speaking in that still, small voice in your heart, and you're saying, not now, I'm too busy, or you got the wrong girl. And so we push Him away. And so my great hope is that people will open their hearts to God, because when God calls us, if we don't listen, He might give our assignment to someone else. And that's a really dismal thought. Yes. That's a really sad thought.
Yes.
But we also remember that God never asks us to do any more than we can. It's that right-sized cross, right? And so we have to be obedient. We need to be alert. We have to not despair, that no matter who we are, how smart we are, how advantaged or disadvantaged we are, that God is trying to call us to give us that unique assignment that only we can do. And so we must listen with our hearts, right? My second story is called Eye Has Not Seen. And what that is all about is that we don't necessarily hear with our ears or see with our eyes the things of God, but we hear in our hearts and we hear with the eyes of our minds and the eyes of our hearts, right? And so that's what that story is about. And that's what I would encourage everyone to do, is just be open. God created us with all of our senses, eyes to physically see, ears to physically hear, but then the eyes and ears of the heart, right? And so God has also asked us to be obedient, to listen to Him talking to us, and to, you know, be that voice to the world. Be His voice to the world. Be His hands, helping hands to the world. Be His feet to bring the message of God to the world. That's what He calls us to do. And what a joy it is when we get the message and we obey and we open ourselves to help others. We are truly blessed in the helping of others.
We're so glad that you're here with us today. You know, that is what Lisa and I are doing with this Angels of the Light podcast. You know, when we first started the podcast a couple of years ago, I think we're on year two, right?
I think so. Yeah, every day we would just run with it because God said to do it. Yep.
We the Lord put it on someone else's heart who was doing podcasts to interview us. And then afterwards, the Lord put it on his heart that to do a podcast with Lisa and I co-hosting. And so through this podcast, we are going to all four corners of the world.
Awesome.
Because it is on the internet, so anybody, anywhere. And we have listeners in different countries, different cities, different states. So going everywhere, like you say. God wants to use us to be salt and be light, to be his ambassadors and his representatives to a hurting world. Even to, you said earlier, some people don't know when God, when the Holy Spirit is nudging at them. I tell the ladies all the time at the Lighthouse, a lot of them have no concept of who God and Christ is.
Yes.
But they feel something. They just don't know what the something is. And so it's very important. That's why I wanted to emphasize that you have scripture here in each chapter. Because if we don't know the Lord's language, I tell the ladies, I could come in here and teach you class in Chinese, but you're not going to receive anything from that because you don't speak my language.
Yes.
If we do not speak the language of the Lord, which is knowing his word, knowing his scriptures, hiding it in our heart that we might not sin against him, then we're just going through life trying to figure it out. And we hit a lot of bumps along the road, even when we know the word of God. Like you say, when you're talking about Jonah and Abraham, you know, even when we have a relationship with Lord, sometimes we're like, not me, or not today, or pick someone else, right? Or I'm too busy. I'm already doing too much for you. But God has specific, special assignments that he's called only us to do. And what a shame when we're at the Bema seat if we see assignments passed on to others that were supposed to be ours.
Yes,
right?
That is shocking to hear something like that. That, well, God was trying to get, you know, whisper in your ear,
yes,
to whisper to your heart, but you either were closed off and not listening, or you heard, but you disobeyed, right?
Right.
You were like Jonah running,
yes,
away. And so he gave that assignment, if could be done by someone else, to someone else. Well, what would you say at the end of all days? Mm-hmm. What would you say when the trumpet sounds for you?
Yes.
When, you know, the Lord calls to you and says, why didn't you hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Why didn't you come when I called?
Right.
So,
Elaine, do you have any, are you planning any book signing events, or have you had any already to sign your book and be able to sell these maybe at different bookstores here in the city or the valley?
So my book is just out. I'm sort of behind on all of my social media push. But yes, my illustrator, Lauren Nichols, is an art student at Fresno Pacific University.
Wonderful.
And we are going to have a book signing there on campus, likely after Christmas.
Wonderful.
But in between now and then, I'm hoping to have a book signing at Majesty Christian's bookstore.
Wonderful. They're in Herndon and Cedar area.
Herndon and Cedar.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
How can people reach you, Elaine, to get a hold of one of your books? Say we have listeners in other cities or states that would like to get a hold of your book. How do they get their hands on one of these?
Yeah, so I do have a website. It's www.elainemthorpe.com or elainethorpeauthor.com. And I'm also online now at Amazon, Barnes & Noble Online, Bible Gateway, and a few other Christian book sites that I'm not exactly sure everywhere that it is.
Wonderful. Right. Well, we will have our publisher put that on our site as well. So anybody coming to our site can then link over to your site to purchase
awesome.
One of
these
great books.
Thank you.
It's an easy read. Very short. The reading, I started reading it. I couldn't put it down. So it's exciting. I think the listeners are going to be blessed. There'd be nice Christmas gifts for your
mm-hmm.
friends. Inspire the world. I really believe that. I know your heart, Elaine, and I know that.
Well, I believe that we're all called and we're all servants of God. Mm-hmm. And these 10 stories are about unwitting people who are just like us, very flawed individuals, who are called to be servants of God, mm-hmm. and how they respond.
I think Vicki had a woman's retreat, and was it Perfectly Imperfect, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So this is exactly kind of in the vein of how we've been living our lives, because, you know, even the way we are, God takes us, and where He guides, He provides. Mm-hmm. So when you do say yes to God, the miracles that you get to experience are amazing, because He doesn't just leave you there. He takes you and He provides everything you mm-hmm. need. And then He doesn't just bring ordinary, He brings extraordinary. And I say that with a lot of love, because I'm looking at our producer, Joe, here, who's a superstar in our community, who has also said yes to God.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. he helps to make this podcast possible.
Yep. So Joe's spreading the gospel.
Yes, he is.
Well, Elaine, thank you so much for being here with us. We believe God's going to bless you for your faithfulness and your service to Him spreading His love, His compassion, and His mandates to the world, especially the fellowship of believers, because He's called us to do a good work. So thank you for your encouragement.
Well, thank you.
And thank you for being here. Bless you. Let us know when your book signings are going to be.
Absolutely.
All right, Elaine.
Thank you, ladies, very much.
There. We will be there.
Thank you, Jill.
Awesome. Well, listeners, you joined us at Angels of the Light podcast. We are angelsofthelight.info in collaboration with In Touch Media Group.
Be blessed and encouraged. And until next time, have a blessed day. Bye.